Are you in search of life? Are you tired of everything happening around you? Do you feel uncomfortable? You don't feel satisfied? Do you feel like there's something you need to do, but you don't know how to get about it? Well, then welcome to this course on mental health. My name is Oluchi, and I'll be glad to invite you to this course. So let's get started. This is the part one of the course on mental health. And in this part, I'll be talking about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now, not everyone believes there is a God. People have various perceptions of who God is, and they have various theories of what created man, and so forth. But here, I'll take my fact in the Word of God. Now, I'm a Christian, and as a Christian, Christians believe in God, the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, and we call them the Trinity, as three in one. Let me start with God the Father. God the Father created the heavens and the earth. He is in charge of everything happening on earth. He's in charge of us. He's in charge of everything you can think about. And this all started in the book of Genesis. How God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. I won't be dwelling much on this topic, because it will take a long time. So therefore, I'll just be brief. Now in Genesis, we can also see how God created man and how he placed him in the Garden of Eden to tender the plants, the animals and everything, and how he also gave man dominion to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, man had that dominion. Man was in charge of the earth and everything in it. When God saw that Adam was getting lonely, he himself created a woman out of Adam. And Adam gave the name Eve, woman. Now, before all this happened, God and Adam worked closely together. They were in very close communication. And God showed him a lot of things, told him fruits to eat, told him things to avoid, and so. When Eve came along, Adam was happy and things were moving very fine. Until the serpent deceived Eve and gave her one of the fruits that God specifically told Adam not to eat of. Eve, in turn, found a way to make Adam compromise. And when this happened, sin came into the world. As when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin entered into the world. When God found out, he was not pleased, he was not happy. So he sent them out of the Garden of Eden. And apart from him sending them out, there was this communication gap. It was cut. It was not as frequent and as it was not as smooth as it used to be. So, as a result of sin, the dominion God gave man was also transferred to the devil. In a way, and that was what he was looking for when he deceived Eve. So the devil now had hold of that dominion. Even until this day, the devil is still referred to as the god of the world, as Moji, god of this world. Now all this happened, and God was not pleased that he had created man for what man did. But despite this fact, being a loving God, he still wanted to communicate with the man he had created. And by this time, the population of man had multiplied. So we have, if you go through the Bible, we have the children of Israel, what they went through. In fact, we have from Abraham then goes down to Isaac. You see the process. You see God, how he moved in each of their situations, what he did for them, how he separated them from the rest of the world during their own days. Now, this God kept working. Well, it kept on working with some people, people that had perfect and right heart towards him, while the others were just suffering, and the devil was in charge of their lives. So God kept on finding ways to reconcile man back to himself. That communication gap, there needed to be a close up. So if you see Israel, Moses was the prophet at the time. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, what the Israelites should do, what they shouldn't do, so that at least they could have a right standing with God. The animals to be killed, what they should eat, what they shouldn't. But despite all this, man still fell short. It wasn't easy. Then God had a perfect plan. Actually, this plan had been since the foundation of the world. God had a perfect plan. The way man could be redeemed was if another man was made the sacrificial lamb. You see, by one man's disobedience, sin came into the world. That's talking of Adam. And therefore, by one man's obedience, righteousness, by one man's obedience, many are made righteous. Okay. And that's Jesus. Now, this takes me to Jesus Christ, God the Son. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb that God gave us, because Jesus is the only begotten Son of God the Father. He's his only Son. So he gave Jesus on our behalf to come and die for our sins. Jesus, who knew no sin, he was perfect in every way, came all the way from heaven, entered into the womb of a woman, that's Mary, and his mission was to come and die. That was his major mission. Come and die and resurrect for the sins of man, just to bring man back to God. There were so many prophecies of Jesus, even in the Old Testament, when we had the Israelites walking with God and everything. There were so many prophets that prophesied about Jesus. But one thing is that even when he came, the very people these prophecies were given to, the Israelites, they couldn't recognize him. And yes, one of those prophecies, they said it, that they would not recognize him. In fact, he would not even look attractive to him, to them. They didn't recognize him. They didn't treat him well. They killed him. But on the third day, he rose up from the dead. And also, he ascended later. And we were told by the angels present at that gathering that he's going to come back the same way he ascended, the same way you come back to take his people, and that's the rapture. Now, the main reason I will not give the account of Jesus can be seen in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want to know more about him and what he did is unbelievable for us. Is unbelievable. Now, that's dominion. If you remember, I told you God gave Adam dominion on earth. That dominion that was lost to the devil when Adam and Eve sinned, is now regained in Christ. I have to make this clearer. The dominion of the world has been handed over to the devil through Adam's sin. And it can't be taken back, just not yet, because the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. But God still has planned. God has planned to take it back from the devil. And then that is when his time comes, when the devil's time comes, when he's ready to destroy him once and forever. That would occur when Adam's time of lease, the earth, God leases to him and everything, dominion, when it passes, when it's finished. What we have is even superior now, as the dominion we have
is in Christ. We have dominion in Christ to rule over the world. I don't know if you're getting me. Satan has power in the world, but we have a superior dominion in Christ to rule over the powers of darkness, to rule over the world. That's when you see true men of God, the devil and his cohorts, they have no access to them. They can't branch their side. They can't. They would destroy them with the light of God. And that's because of the dominion that we have in Christ. Through Jesus' death and burial and resurrection, we've received a lot from God. A lot of promises. Jesus did a lot. He was beaten. He was bruised, pierced, or thorns were put on his head. He was nailed to the cross, as in a lot. And each of these signifies important things in our lives. Important things. For example, this sickness that people still have and move around, and sometimes they even say it's terminal or so, and they end up dying from it. They don't have to. Only if they know that sickness had already been paid, is the thing of the past. Only if they can actually take their rights, assess what belongs to them, and take it by force. If they can, then they will leave and only die when God says it's time to go. So many. Yeah, so is it wealth? Is it wisdom? So many in Christ. But later I would list it and write the passages, Bible passage for emphasis. Now I'll be going to the third person of the Trinity. That's God the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended to heaven, before his ascension, he promised that he will not leave us comfortless, that he will send the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, and he will guide us into all truth, and he will remind us of things that he has already told us. And he will speak about him. Anything he hears him, Jesus, speak is what he will speak, meaning that he's going to be pointing Jesus to us each step of the way. Now, when Jesus, before Jesus ascended again, he told the disciples that they should wait in Jerusalem till they receive power from on high. So, after everything happened, Jesus ascended, then his disciples went, they were in the upper room, they were fasting, praying, waiting on God. Then suddenly, one of those days, there was a mighty rushing wind. There was a mighty rushing wind that later was seen. We noticed in the Bible passage that they started speaking in tongues, other languages, that people from various places were wondering how they could speak in their own dialects. And you could also see signs of flame of fire on their head. That mighty rushing wind drew a lot to come and see what exactly was happening in the upper room. And there was so much conversion that period. So that entrance was the entrance of the Spirit of God. That was when the Spirit of God came to planet Earth. That was when the Holy Spirit came to planet Earth. Now, people may complain, believers may complain and say, the Israelites, why did they do this? Why did they do that? They were so stubborn. They had God, they had his power, and yet they were still misbehaving this. Well, I believe it's even worse for our generation. It's worse for us because they had God around them. They had God's presence around them. That's the Israelites. But we have God inside us, living with us, inside us, every step of the way. We have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. That's the promise Jesus promised to give us before he returned, before he left. So we have more access to God than even the Israelites did. Yet the sin in this world, the darkness in this world, is unbelievable. That's why the punishment that will happen for those who are not walking with God, who are not with God, it will be grievous compared even to those in the days of old. So let's talk about the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, as I earlier stated, and He is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's not a wind, it's not a bird, it's not, I don't know. Different people have various imaginations about Him. He is God, and He lives with us. He lives in us. The Holy Spirit has a very important role to play when it comes to having a relationship with God. And if you have the Holy Spirit and you are very aware of His presence, you're able to communicate, you're able to sense Him giving directions, then life will be really, really wonderful for you. This, I won't be speaking much on this, because the second chapter will be on being, it will be about the leading, how you should have a relationship with God and leading of God and everything. So that's where this would come into play. For now, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, is the power of God, and it gives us genuine access to the world. Through Him, we're able to see the world in a different light. The reason why we are even able to still bear what is happening on earth is because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God came to earth during the upper room, and He will live together with the saints when the rapture takes place. And those remaining, wow, is not going to be good at all. So it's very important that we are part of those who are raptured. We are part of those who know God and are walking righteously. Now, if you're a Christian or if you're an unbeliever and you do not know God, it's important you come to Him. You accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you make Him the Lord of your life and begin to walk righteously. Thank you for staying till the end of this part one course. If you're also still interested, you can also enroll in our Foundation Bible course, and the link will also be given below. The next topic will be on having a relationship with God, what it means, and what are the benefits. Stay tuned as we continue.